County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell joins us. No new taxes.
That's correct.
Is that the order, Steve?
That's correct. The Board of Commissioners met yesterday, and we will not be putting forward any tax solution for the shortfall that's been caused by the COVID-19 virus. County Boards of Commissioners have decided that they're going to reduce spending in the equivalent of amount of about $2.7 million.
Boy, that's got to be tough, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It will be. But I guess that's what we get up and go to work for as county commissioners, is being able to make these decisions. And it will be interesting to be able to follow through completely and make sure that the cuts are even-handed across the board, and that we work with all departments within the county to find the savings to balance our budget, because we're required by the state constitution to render a balanced budget.
Yeah, there really was, if you did want to get an enhancement, there wasn't much time to get that done, probably not enough.
That's correct. We would have had to made the decision by 4 o'clock today. We met for over 2 hours yesterday and talked it all the way through and came to the conclusion that we're going to reduce spending.
Is there an area, Steve, where you see you can start right off the bat?
Well, I know that Administrator Overton has been meeting with his department heads, and they have put together some stuff. The other thing that could help us immensely would be the settlement of the SRI going forward. I know that at a public meeting they have a tentative agreement from the Sewer Authority meeting from last week, and if it holds and all the townships vote for it, we'll have a lot of good news on their part and a lot of good news for all of Jackson County, I believe, on the sewer side.
Yeah, when you say tentative, is it that close?
Well, the committee met and they put it together, and everybody who was there has agreed to it. And now they're taking it back to their independent, each board, and they've all got a vote on it and put it forward from there. So we'll have to wait and see how it works out. I'll let their spokesman speak to it, and I think that it'll be very positive for Jackson County, and it'll be long-term. It'll help a solution for all of us on sewers going forward.
Does that have to be a unanimous vote?
No, I don't believe so. Okay. I don't believe so. They've got it set up, the authority set up, similar to other ones around the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And not to go too deep into it, but the townships get to decide if they want to be a customer or if they want to be part of the board and part of the ownership of the system. And I believe that the group has met and put together quite a good plan. It's not liked by everybody, but it's quite a good plan. And while not liked, it is probably best for Jackson going forward.
Okay, that's
that's the first thing, and that could solve somewhere between $300,000 and $500,000 of that hole that we've got to try to figure out. Mm-hmm. Then the other side of it also now is what the state does with revenue sharing. We're waiting to see what the governor and the Senate and representatives put together, and you know that could be a reduction. If they were to magically keep us whole, that would only take about another $500,000 out of the problem. But still, so that means we're somewhere between $2.7 million we got to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very good administration and very good department heads and elected officials. And I'm sure while it will be painful, we will get to where we've got to get to.
So they have already started, right?
Oh, yes, sir. They've been meeting for 60 days. Even if we did put forward some type of millage request yesterday, you got to have a plan B if the millage doesn't pass. You've got to have something to fall back on immediately to enact as of January 1st. So, yeah, they've been working on this, and I'm sure that they'll be You and I will be talking about it quite a bit over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yeah.
Of course, this is Fair Week, Steve, and talked to Denise yesterday. She said, it's been hard on her and her staff. They are so involved in the fair.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. But the fairgrounds, Keeley Park, is in great shape. I hope everybody listened to Leonard Skinner last night from, 7:30 to 9:30, so that way they could have a virtual Leonard Skinner concert. But otherwise, no, things turned out as best as I think you can in this situation, because we've had the fair food days.
Mm-hmm.
I hope different people have participated in that. I know Denise and her staff are trying to put together another event for September. 4-H, along with the staff, put together a virtual auction for the kids and had arrangements with local butcher shops and that type of stuff to help get the kids processed if someone happened to buy one of the kids' animals. And so, yeah, so it's really, while fair didn't happen the way we'd like it to be at all, I think that we're attempting to be as responsible as we can, making sure we have a virtual auction for the kids to participate in 4-H and there to get their awards and move forward from there.
Yeah, just back to the budget for a second, Steve. Will road repair at all be affected by this?
No, sir. That is a separate component unit. Jackson Department of Transportation gets its money from the gas tax, not from property taxes. And so we will not be touched that way.
Okay.
And Summit Township hopefully will be completed this year, and we'll be rolling into Blackman. And I know that down around Ganson and Wildwood, they're already working on those streets. So you've got the overlap streets and going forward from here.
Steve, thanks for stopping by.
You bet, and I hope everybody can get out and enjoy any of our Jackson County parks with this weather this week. I know today's going to be kind of questionable, but after that, it's 80 degrees and sunny.
There you go. It's a weather report from County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell.